Mishnah Zayin, Bikish Leislam Neim. If the Kohen Gadol wanted a sleep, meaning if they saw the Kohen Gadol was about to fall asleep, he was sort of dozing off, then Pirchei Kohuna, the young members of the Kohanim, Makin Lefonov Be'etzbat Zerada. They would hit in front of him with a click of the finger. They would use their index finger to make a noise in front of him, and they would sort of shout to him, V'omuloi. They would say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Amud, stand up, V'hofig Achas Al Ritzpah, and get rid of your sleep on the floor. The floor of the Beis HaMikdash was made of stone, it could be quite cold, and so that would prevent him from falling asleep. So they shout to him, stand up. They weren't wearing any shoes, so the floor would actually make him colder. And then they would keep him busy until the time of the slaughtering of the Korban Tomid, which was one of the first things which was done in Yom Kippur day. And what the Zman HaShechita refers to is really the daytime. Until dawn, until Amud HaShachar, they would keep him busy so that he wouldn't fall asleep and increase the likelihood of him becoming Tomei.